This session is about how to start a diary. Writing in a journal is one of the wonderful and proven methods of getting to know yourself better. Yes, you read that right, yourself. Not your friends, your neighbors, or your fifth cousin auntie who always brings you a strange sausage for Christmas. This is about going within, about finally setting a mirror to your thoughts, emotions, and reactions. And who knows, you might even find something in there that will honestly surprise you. A diary is a magic key that opens chambers in your mind that you may not have known existed. When you start writing, you'll find that it's not just about journaling, but about a process of discovery. Writing allows you to articulate your own thoughts, even those that may have been dancing around your head like restless rubber ducks for weeks. It helps you find deeper meaning in what you do, how you do it, and why you react the way you do. It's a kind of private detective series of your life where you are the lead investigator, suspect, and witness all rolled into one. And the best part? Every episode is yours and yours alone. With each sentence, you can begin to realize your own motives, to see why, for example, a Monday morning meeting reliably sets you off by making you want to play magician with an invisibility cloak you can use at any time. Or why your friend's eternal punctuality inspires you more than a motivational video from a world-famous speaker. Through your writing, you can create a map of your emotions and reactions, from joy to anger, from happiness to disappointment, and understand what influences you and what drives you on. And over time, you can better understand the attitudes and behaviors of others. And here's the best part. Writing in a journal is actually a kind of self-therapy, and it's free. The journal is your silent companion, listening to you whether you're pouring your heart out after a breakup or filling it with reflections on the meaning of life. It criticizes no one, points fingers at no one. He's the kind of imaginary friend who lets you talk yourself out of it and yet doesn't ruin you like an hourly coach. But the diary is not just a place to vent frustrations. It can also be a collector's album of your life's moments, emotions, and thoughts. You write in it what you did, who you met, where you were, and what you felt, as if you were taking pictures, but not with a camera, but with words. And what is important, it is the descriptions of what you experienced emotionally that open up new possibilities for self-awareness. Don't be afraid to be overly detailed. Describing a bad day at work or a brilliantly timed joke at lunch with friends can teach you more than you think. And what if you feel like going even further? Go ahead. A diary doesn't have to be just a simple record. Try writing down your thoughts on each event, reflect on its meaning, and look for inspiration in your surroundings. Perhaps a quote from a book you've read, a passage from a favorite song, or a passage from a movie you've seen will catch your eye. If it gets under your skin for its meaningful value, it can serve as a trigger for deeper thoughts or a way to become more connected to a topic. But what is absolutely the best is the process of looking back. It may take a while, but when you start reading your old diary one day, you'll be amazed at how much you've changed. You'll be surprised at what used to bother you, what used to make you laugh, and what values were important to you. This look into the past is like a self-portrait of your inner evolution, sometimes hilarious, sometimes thought-provoking. And what else is important? Journaling is not just a necessary tool for self-awareness. Sometimes the process itself is enough. Because just by writing, we calm ourselves, we organize our thoughts, we clear our minds, we write out what is weighing us down and leave lighter and freer. A diary is a therapist, an archivist, and a friend all rolled into one. A diary as a journey into the interior. The name itself sounds like an adventurous expedition where you don't need a backpack, a buzzer, or a sleeping bag. All you need is a pencil, paper, and a place to sit down and start exploring. And why a diary? Because a diary is not just an old-fashioned thing for lovesick teenagers or nostalgic scribblers. It can be a tool that takes you further and straight to your inner self. This skill was elevated to a mastery by Jungian psychotherapist Ira Progoff, who came up with the concept of the intensive journal. This approach is definitely not just about writing down experiences such as what I had for lunch today or who I went for coffee with, but about the depths you have within yourself. And the good news? Those depths are fascinating, surprising at times, and most importantly, full of possibilities. Why intense? Progoff's Intense Diary is not a boring chat with paper. It's a structured method that aims to not only get you to a better understanding of yourself, but also to set you on the path to life change. Don't just expect casual thought journaling that you can stop doing at any time. No, here prepare yourself for a truly deep, long-term, and intense process. And why intense? Because only when you dive deep into yourself properly can energy be released. The important life energy that we often lose in the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Writing, Progoff believed, can ignite the very processes within us that we may not even be aware of. Does that sound a bit like magic to you? Well, maybe it does, and that makes it all the more interesting. Write again and again. But how? You might think of just sitting down in the evening and starting to write whatever comes to mind. But Progoff settles you down immediately with a friendly smile. Do you want to change? Let's do it systematically. The intensive journal has a more complex structure that centers around recording inner life and outer events without trying to analyze them immediately. Why without analysis, you ask? Because, as a rule, our minds have a habit of repeating the same patterns of thought over and over again, and these patterns are not always helpful. So instead of immediately sitting down to autofile your thoughts, Progoff lets these things surface and record them as neutrally as possible. Yes, no, that was a stupid thing to do, or I should have known this would turn out badly. Just write down what was. Or, to put it more accurately, what is? Small crossroads and the depths of dreams. Here we come to the heart of the method. Progoff has divided the writing into several sections. The first dimension is called life in time and literally takes you through your chronological lifeline. The basic sections are your life history, decisive moments, crossroads, or also what options I had and where I ended up going. And now, the open moment. This section is like pulling out old photos, looking back, but also understanding why you are where you are. As Progoff says, it is in these points in life that the key to our understanding of ourselves lies. What else? Deep inside, you will be taken to the second dimension, which Progoff called the depths. This is where logical reasoning stops being relevant. It's about the unconscious, symbols, images, dreams, maybe even those in-between images that come to mind when you wake up in the morning or fall asleep at night. At first look, this part of the diary may seem like something for surrealist artists, but appearances are deceiving. It is in dreams and visions that you will find stimuli that can literally illuminate your life. If you have a dream, write it down. If something is on your mind, put it in the pages of your journal too. Remember, every detail can bring you something important. Another fascinating section of the diary deals with dialogues. No, you don't suddenly decide to write a script for a play, although that's not a bad idea either. This is about a dialogue between you and something. That something can be any part of your life, your body, your work, the company you come into contact with, or even specific people. Have you ever had a conversation on paper with yourself or even with your work? No? Well, this particular format will open up new dimensions for you, and you might be surprised at all the things you'll answer. Not analysis, but flow. But what not to do? Don't analyze. Sure, this is hard, especially when we tend to break down everything all the time, but the point of an intensive journal is not to evaluate over and over again whether we did something right or wrong. On the contrary, Progoff wants us to let things flow, to just react and rediscover the often forgotten ability to feel. No long reasoning. Just feel the flow that guides you. And what of it? You may not discover immediate answers on this journey inward. You may have days when you find yourself discovering new layers of yourself. There may be times when you feel confused, and that's okay too. An intensive journal is not a race or a test. It's a journey that takes time, energy, and patience. But I will make you one promise. If you make space for it, you may discover treasures you didn't even know you carried inside. Because writing is not just a tool, but the key to your greatest power, the one you have within yourself. And believe that with every line you write, you will feel one step closer to who you really are. How to get started, step by step. Choose a format. Decide if you want to write on paper in a notebook or if you prefer to use a digital format, such as an app on your phone or computer. Choose what works for you. Choose the time and place. Set a time to write. It can be in the morning when you wake up, during lunch, or in the evening before going to bed. Find a quiet place where you feel comfortable thinking and writing. Try to make writing a routine and write regularly at the same time. Create a homepage. In the first part, write a short introduction about why you are starting a diary. What do you expect from it? For example, I am starting a journal because I want to get to know myself better and track my personal growth. Start with a daily record. Every day, write down at least a few sentences about how you felt, what happened, or what made you happy. How was my day? What did I do well today? What emotions did I experience? What do I not want to forget? What did today bring me? Reflection on thoughts and feelings. Finally, write down what thoughts were bothering you and what made you happy. What were my negative thoughts? How did I react to them? What positive thoughts could I repeat? Topic classification. You can try writing about different topics like main tasks or goals of the week, what you want to do, experiences that taught you something new, insights into relationships that trouble or delight you. Set aside time each week for a short reflection. What have I learned in the last 7 days? What has been the most difficult for me? And what has brought me joy? What changes do I plan to make for the next week? Let's look at questions diary. Make a list of questions you ask yourself once a month and answer them. What were the most important moments of this month that shaped my thinking and feelings? What fears or anxieties came up this month, and how did I deal with them? How have my beliefs and values been shaped over the past month? What has brought me the most joy and why? What situations have created frustration or dissatisfaction in me, and how have I viewed them? What new skills, insights, or experiences have I gained during this month? What would I like to change about my life to feel more fulfilled and happy? What thinking patterns am I using that are holding me back, and how could I rethink them? What goals would I like to have for the next month? In what ways have I shown love and care for myself, and what could I do more of? Regularity is key. Try to set a clear goal of how many days a week you want to write diary. Don't get discouraged if you forget or stop writing. If there is a break in writing, it doesn't matter at all. Journaling is not meant to be a chore. Just come back to your journal whenever you're ready. Think about the best way to get back to writing. Create your own structure. Choose the format that suits you. You can write chronologically, or you can designate specific days for certain topics. For example, Monday could be about goals for the week, Wednesday could be about gratitude, and Friday could be about reflection. Calendar overview. If you'd like, try creating a calendar where you mark the days you wrote and what you wrote down. This will help you see how much time you're devoting to self-reflection. Whether you decide to write in a diary every day, weekly, or whenever you feel like it, find a format that works for you and don't be afraid to experiment. It's your tool for self-expression and self-discovery. If you decide to begin this process, keep in mind that true growth and understanding takes time and patience. Good luck on your journey of self-discovery and personal development. For inspiration, I'll show you three different ways to keep a diary. First option, Goethe's diary. Goethe's diary, more commonly referred to as Goethe's method of diary or the structure of Goethe's diary, is a way of approaching diary writing that combines personal reflection with creative self-expression. This style of journaling focuses on recording thoughts, emotions, and experiences. Enter these two details on the homepage. Title. Think of a title for your diary. Date. Indicate the date when you start writing your diary. Each section of the journal should have these basic parts. The date, day of the week, and the main ideas or events of the day. Record the key events that happened during the day. This can be anything that you found significant or that stuck in your mind. Emotions and feelings. What feelings did you experience during the day? What emotions accompanied you through different situations? You can discuss this in more detail, such as, "Today I felt happy when I met my friends," or "I was frustrated because of work stress." Self-reflection. What did I learn today? List what you learned that day, what insights you gained about yourself or other people. For example, "Today I realized how much I need time to myself to calm down." Let's talk about goals and plans. Short-term goals. What do you plan to do in the coming days or weeks? What steps are you considering? Long-term goals. What larger goals are you setting for yourself in the coming months? Positive affirmations. Write an affirmation to reinforce positive thinking. Relationships with others. What relationships were important to you today? Evaluate what interactions were important to you and what they brought you. Final reflection. What are your overall thoughts for the day? Summarize what the day has brought you, how you feel, and what you are looking forward to tomorrow. Creative element. Add a drawing, sketch, or quote. Something that spoke to you, inspired you, or that you'd like to capture. Second option, Progoff's diary. Progoff's diary focuses on self-reflection and deep analysis of personal experiences. So how to write a Progoff journal that focuses on your own thoughts, emotions, and experiences? First step, include the date and day at the beginning of each entry. You can also add a brief note about how you feel. Second step, write down the main events of the day. What happened to you? What situations you encountered? You can include both positive and negative moments. Third step, think about what the situations mean to you. What feelings do they evoke? Questions to think about. What did this day teach me? What feeling dominated during these situations? Fourth step, point out what you plan to change in the near future. What are your goals? What specific steps do I want to take? What changes do I want to see in myself? Fifth step. If you are experiencing any inner threat or restlessness, write about it. What's bothering you? Why? What fears or anxieties are holding me back? What is keeping me from moving forward? Sixth step. In reflection, you may also identify recurring themes in your life, such as fear of being judged, desire for acceptance, or fear of failure. What themes appear again and again in my writings? How can I respond constructively to these challenges? And last step, before ending your note, summarize what you take away from the day. Think about what motivated you and what you would like to take forward. What else would I like to reflect on? How do I feel when I look back on my day? Progoff's diary also encourages creative expression, adding images or quotes that speak to you and inspire you. For example, you can write down a favorite quote or a few verses that stick in your mind. Third option, gratitude diary. A gratitude diary is a really great tool to use if you're looking for a calmer mind, a happier mood, or just looking for a way to realize that the world isn't always a jumble of obligations and chaos. Sometimes the daily routine seems to overwhelm all the joys, which is why a gratitude journal is such a little miracle worker. It helps you focus on the little things you might otherwise overlook. This technique allows you to bring a fresh perspective to your life and reminds you of all the things you can be truly grateful for. A diary like this, whether it's handwritten on paper or digitally in an app on your phone, is unique in how it subtly but effectively redirects your thoughts to positive things. In doing so, it subtly but surely begins to change your perspective on the world. Suddenly, you'll find that the world isn't upside down, as it sometimes seems on a Tuesday morning when you miss the tram again. Three things a day. And now comes the best part. Take a pen and write down three things specifically that you're grateful for or that went well that day. It doesn't have to be anything groundbreaking. No one will judge you. You don't have to write, "I won the lottery." For example, write down, "I had a really great lunch today with a friend who made me laugh to tears. I finally took some time off and read the first chapter of a book I've been looking forward to for a long time." Or, "It smelled lovely outside with the autumn nature and it was great to take a walk." For me, the best thing about this is that after a month, you suddenly have about 90 things that prove how awesome you are. After 3 months, you have 270 of them, and after a year, 1,100 proofs that are in black on white that show you what you've done and how many things around you are great. For that reason alone, I would never skip the gratitude diary and its three things a day. Whether you want to write a diary as a story or any other way with some structure. Write out your thoughts. Try to go one step further and explain why you are grateful for the situation. How did it happen to you? How did it make you feel? What did you take away from it? You may find that this extra time teaches you not only to be more aware of the present moment, but also to reflect more carefully on your feelings. For example, instead of just plainly writing that you had a great conversation with a colleague, write, "He literally saved me when he helped me with this project, and we had a great time doing it. Our discussion reminded me how important it is to be able to share concerns." Let's look at benefits of a gratitude diary. Better mood. When you focus on the good, you logically start to notice it more. Your brain is pretty crafty. Once you teach it to look for small pleasures, it will start rewarding you with positive thoughts more often. Better stress resilience. If you're hit by a bad day, an unpleasant email, a diary is a great reminder that the world isn't just about those moments that temporarily annoy you. A stronger relationship with yourself. When you reflect on your successes, joys, and thanks, you slowly build a warmer relationship with yourself. You learn to appreciate your successes and the little things, and to appreciate more the moments that would otherwise go unnoticed. So now there's only one thing missing. Get a diary and get to work. I promise it's great.